Australia's Catholic population drops 2.7% in 5 years. By Thomas D. Williams, PhD, on April 7, 2019. The number of Catholics in Australia fell by a significant 2.7% between 2011 and 2016, the National Centre for Pastoral Research reported last week. Analyzing national census data from the most recent available year, 2016, the centre reported that the Catholic population had dropped from 5.4 million in 2011 to some 5.3 million in 2016 in its social profile of the Catholic community in Australia. The rapid decline in Australia's Catholic population was even more dramatic as a percentage of the total population, the centre found, falling from 25.3% of the population to just 22.6%, a decrease of 12% in just 5 years. The centre also noted that a higher percentage of Catholics were born overseas than 5 years earlier, and often immigrated from non-English-speaking countries. Almost a quarter of Australia's Catholics, 24.7%, are immigrants. Nearly 20% of Catholics, 19.1%, were born outside of Australia in non-English-speaking countries, the centre reported, while another 5.6% had immigrated from English-speaking nations. Although the percentage of Catholics in the total population is the highest among all religions, it is overshadowed by the number of Australians who identify with no religion at all, a group that makes up 30.1% of the population. The drop in the number of Catholics is concerning, and the bishops are keen to understand what's behind it and respond as positively as possible, said Archbishop Mark Coleridge of Brisbane, president of the Australian Bishops' Conference. Archbishop Coleridge said that the decline in affiliation with the Catholic Church has been compounded by a drop in religious practice among Catholics, and speculated that government investigations and related revelations about child sexual abuse, as well as a general drift away from religious practice and a broader trend of disaffiliation, have affected Australia's Catholic population. Last month, an Australian judge sentenced Cardinal George Pell to 6 years in prison for sexual abuse, following a secret trial that was widely perceived as a travesty of justice. The former head of the Vatican's doctrinal office, the German Cardinal Gerhard Müller, said that the accusations against Pell were absolutely unbelievable. It's impossible. It's without proof, against all evidence. Another observer, canon lawyer Ed Condon, said that the presumption of innocence easily becomes a legal fiction when judging decades-old sex abuse charges with no corroborating evidence. Not all the recent news was bad for Catholics, however, and the National Centre for Pastoral Research, which assists the Australian Catholic Church in understanding the cultural, social, and personal dimensions of religions throughout the country, found that Catholics are more than twice as likely to have a university degree than two decades ago. The Australian bishops intend to use the findings of the report to assist in planning and ministry development to better cater to the real needs of the population. All of this is important data as we plan for a very different future, given that any effective planning needs to be based on fact, not fantasy, Archbishop Coleridge said. Follow Thomas D. Williams on Twitter. Follow @WilliamsRome.